اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
October 22nd, 1969. The Master of Martyrs, he rose up against the tyrant of his day with very few fellow warriors. And though he and his men were all martyred, he was victorious in overthrowing that missionary of cruelty and oppression. We who are his followers, Imam Hussein's followers, and by order of Hazrat Sajjad, peace be upon him, and recommendation of other infallible imams, arrange these sustained morning sessions, have the same problem. We face tyranny in this regime. We face the cruelty of the oppressors, but we maintain the event of Karbala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Muharram and the Ashura. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that Muharram is the month of the great movement of the master of the martyrs and the leader of the God's saints. By his uprising against the Taghut, he taught mankind how to fight and to build. He saw that the way to destroy the despots and break the tyrants consists of sacrificing lives, and this is Islam's leading instruction for all nations to the end of time. Now, in this part of his speech, Imam Khomeini is referring to a secret, and this secret is been given by Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that if you want to have the victory upon others, if Islamic nations want to have the victory, then obviously it cannot be gained except by sacrificing. Maybe there is a need of sacrificing the wealth, sacrificing the family, sacrificing the self, and dying in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is how we can achieve the victory. We have seen how the nation, the Iranian nation, they sacrificed whatever they had and they got victorious against the 8 years wars. They gave the sacrifices and they had this revolution.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
These sacrifices, and we have seen how the Syrian nation, how the Iraqi nation, they gave the sacrifices and they had the victory upon the ISIS and Daesh and all those groups who were against them. So even in today's world, if someone wants to have the victory, we need to give sacrifices. We need to think about all these things, that how can we achieve this victory? And obviously the victory has a cost. It should be these sacrifices should be in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should be for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shouldn't be something which is for our own selves, because Islam is so precious. Islam is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we sacrifice ourselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become something which is connected to divine. Our remembrance is always, people remember us. They never forget us. We couldn't forget Imam Hussein's sacrifices even after 1,400 years. In today's world, there are many people like Qasim Soleimani and others who have sacrificed themselves for the sake of Islam, and today we remember them with a good name. Why? Because they were the followers of Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
La ilaha illa